The Fayetteville National Cemetery, located at 700 Government Avenue, is expanding. Director Skip Solomon says the cemetery is developing almost an acre of new land for burials.
That was donated to the National Cemetery by the Regional National Cemetery Improvement Corporation, or known in the area as RNCIC. This project is going to add roughly around 3,000 new grave sites, and it's going to extend the life of the VA Cemetery here in Fayetteville for new interments to around 2035.
In addition, 450 new in-ground cremation spaces and 600 interior building cremation spaces will also be created. According to a release from the VA, CNC Contracting in Alabama is expanding the cemetery at the cost of $2.3 million. It's scheduled for completion a year from now. Solomon says the Fayetteville National Cemetery, first developed after the Civil War in 1857, continues to grow.
And at that time, it was only 5 acres that was developed, and they only had about 1,800 grave sites available. The first burials for this cemetery were soldiers that from the Battle of Pea Ridge. And since 1867, the cemetery has expanded up to about 15.5 acres, and we now currently have just over 9,000 grave sites occupied and roughly around 1,000 available.
The site was listed on the National Register of Historic Places a decade later and is on the Civil War Discovery Trail.
And it's important for us to complete this expansion and continue to expand our cemeteries because every veteran who honorably served their country has earned the right to be interred in the VA National Cemetery and has paid the price by the sacrifices for the country.
Burial in a VA National Cemetery is open and free of cost to all members of the armed forces and veterans who have met minimum active duty service requirements and been honorably discharged. The cemetery is open to visitors daily from sunrise to sunset. But during certain phases of the expansion project, Solomon says access to sections of the cemetery will be limited in order to maintain visitor safety. More details can be found on the Fayetteville National Cemetery's new Facebook page.